Hey, Mom, come to the kitchen. We're doing a podcast.
Well, in this crazy world, it seems like everybody has a podcast. Your dog has a podcast. There's podcasts about girls who don't remember their dads. There's podcasts for people who used to have a Tonight Show. And soon, Even My Mom Has a Podcast. This is the second episode of Even My Mom Has a Podcast. I am ultra famous comedian podcaster Von Fry, and joining me is my mom, who we call
Mom.
Yeah, something like that. So I managed to get my mom to sit down for the podcast, and we had a visitor this week. What happened?
A little baby bunny.
There was a bunny rabbit that appeared like a wild Pokemon as I was mowing the lawn, and it hopped away, and this thing was maybe 2 inches big. It was so tiny. It hopped and struggled to get on a flat brick on the outside perimeter of the lawn to get away from the lawnmower. And not that I was aiming for it, but it also ran towards some neighborhood dogs who didn't realize it, and then they were sticking their nose under the fence, smelling for the rabbit and barking a little. And I haven't seen it in the last couple of days. And you were really optimistic about its survival odds.
Well, it's not like we don't have these giant hawks flying over our house all the time. And there's a field right behind our house. And this is the regular territory for him to be eating. So I'm sure, I hate to tell you, son, but I have a feeling this little bunny's gone.
Well, I mean, I looked it up and it said that these rabbits can survive on their own decent enough.
Decent enough.
Now, I do have something I want to try here. I don't know how well this is going to work, but I try to set up an effects voice for you. Okay, so I'm going to push this button. We're going to see if anything happens. All right, now say something.
Something.
Your voice is disguised.
That sounds stupid.
All right, let me try this other one. I don't remember how I had this set. Now, if I'm talking, what do you sound like?
Something.
All right, maybe I didn't do anything with that one. But I do think it would be kind of nice if maybe I push this when you're in the middle of a story. Start saying something.
I don't think it would be funny at all.
Oh, I think it would be hilarious.
I could quit this podcast at any time, son.
Okay, so I think that's actually really funny. And I think the viewers, listeners, the audience think it's funny.
I'm going to push some buttons when you're talking.
Now, I do have something I want to show you over here. Go ahead and open that up.
What is this?
Well, I want you to open it.
From Calder Labs. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's not how you pronounce it, no.
How do you say it?
Caldera Lab.
Caldera Lab. Ooh, that's fancy. Ooh, it's a body bar.
Okay, so they sent me this the other week. Let me tell you, this soap suds like nothing else. Go ahead and open it up and take a smell.
Okay.
You know how to open things?
It has a manly smell.
Well, I didn't say pull it out of the box and get it all over the place.
Smells good.
So that's the new body bar, the body bar. Everybody puts the in front of things now. Really fancy, as you say. Right?
It says it's basil and sandalwood, and it's daily exfoliating soap.
Yeah, I've been using that in the shower, wow. And it's really huge, isn't it? It's like the size of a steak.
Does it last a long time?
I'm assuming so, yeah. So if you guys want to try the body bar from Caldera Lab, go to calderalab.com. Use our promo code FRY15 at checkout, and you'll save 15%. And no, you don't get to use that, Mom. That was...
I think it smells like a guy. I'm sorry.
It's a guy's soap thing.
It is. Do they have female smells? Scents?
I don't think they're that focused on female scent stuff at this juncture.
Okay.
So what else has been going on? You are wanting to buy an RV. Is that correct?
We've been shopping for a couple of years.
A couple of years? A
couple of years.
Tell us about the RVs you like, where you want to go, things like that.
Well, we really like Lance RVs, so we're hoping that's what we get to buy.
And you're hoping they sponsor the podcast and send you a bunch of RVs to review?
Oh, that would be neat. We're planning on going all over the United States. We've traveled a lot out of the country, but now we want to see the USA.
See, I don't agree with that. I think tourism is a scam. They try to trick you into having the adventure everybody else has had already. If they said, look, go to this unconquered land and lay claim to it, I would be down with that. I would be okay with that.
Oh, yeah,
but
right.
Because we've been here, we've paved the roads, we've set up public libraries, they have Wi-Fi, they have, you know, Fox News and CNN everywhere. It just doesn't seem that special.
Well, I think it's special. I'm looking forward to it.
You don't even zip line.
I don't need a zip line.
Zip line is the average person's fake adventure.
Oh, okay.
Now you're going to take the RV where?
Probably all the to Canada, Alaska, Oregon.
And you
New
think
England.
A tiny little RV with dad and you sharing this thing that you have to put a partition up take a shower.
No.
You're not going to drive each other completely insane?
We're really close. We'll get along just fine. We've been married 40 years.
So you say.
Yes. 40 wow. years.
And you're really old then, huh?
No, I'm really young. We've been married 40 years.
Well, what did we do today? We had a little bit of adventure today, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to Freddy's. That's a fun place.
You're probably going to have to describe Freddy's to the audience here.
Well, it started out locally, but it's going, it's in a couple of states now. Freddy's Hamburgers, and they have really good fries, like they call those shoestring fries. Is that what they're called? Or
possibly.
They're real thin little fries. They're very good.
Look, here's the thing about fries, people, and I know this as someone with the last name Fry.
We should be experts, right?
Oh, definitely. Most places get the fries wrong. People want to diss on McDonald's all day long for whatever reason, but they will say they have the best fries. That's because fries cannot simply be a diced up potato that's fried.
Diced up tomato.
Can't be that either. You don't have tomato fries where you come from? So you can't do fries like that. There's a little bit of technology
tomatoes.
To it. However, if you get these fries small enough, maybe with enough... what do you think they use? What kind of oil?
I don't know.
Well, if you have enough of it and you get the fries skinny enough, you can avoid the fries from being soggy. You don't want soggy fries and you don't want them overdone. And that's the two issues everybody seems to have. The mom and pop places give you probably steak fries that are basically a mashed potato encased in what looks like a French fry. But Freddy's fries, definitely the way to go. What else do they have at Freddy's?
Like smashed hamburgers.
What did I get you at Freddy's?
I had a milkshake.
And this milkshake was what size?
A regular.
And you said that was too big.
It was.
And then you scarfed it down in one slurp.
Yeah, and I said, and they called my name or my number out, and then everybody looked over there, and I had to do the walk of shame while I went and got my milkshake.
I was already eating my steak burger and fries. And you expected me to stop and go get you your milkshake? Is that what this is?
It would really impress a girl if you're on a date and you go do that, but you don't have to do it for your mom. I was embarrassed going to get my chocolate milkshake, though.
Well, see, I just felt that was weird of you to then retroactively, you made me go get my own milkshake. And I'm like, what did you expect? I'm eating. I've got my face full of French fry, string fry, and steak burger.
Just
right?
giving you pointers for the future.
One of the things I like about Freddy's, you go there, I just get what they call the number one. And I don't have to tell them to take something off. I want them to rename this. Call this like the Kansas-style burger.
The Von Fry burger.
It's a double burger, two patties, okay? You got American cheese, maybe one or two slices, pickles, and onions. It's simple. There's no weird, crazy sauce you have to be worried
about.
There's
no mustard or anything?
There is mustard. You're right. Even though you're pretending you don't order that,
well,
I think there is mustard on it. Yeah. But we think that they might start, it seems to be this phenomenon now of charging you for packets of ketchup or whatever. Because they
condiments.
Asked us, we want any fry sauce. I'm like, I'll have some spice fries. Oh, we're all out. You look at the receipt.
You want something you can't have any?
It says no condiments, $0. And it's like, okay, so if we had condiments, would it be like 50 cents
well,
a piece?
Well, last time we were in Europe, and I think, where were we? Florence, I believe. They charge at McDonald's over there for everything, condiments, ketchup.
Quit playing with the cords.
Oh, sorry.
Don't play with the XLR cable.
You're gonna
that's
have
what
to
that's
get,
called.
You're going to have to get me you
need
a fidget spinner.
You need a fidget spinner?
I guess so.
So... when I go to Chipotle, sometimes they have a reward thing at Chipotle, and it's like, hey, okay, you bought like 50 items, you bought 50 burritos at Chipotle, now you can get free chips. You don't get any dip, you don't get any queso, none of that. You got to get, the queso is like off separate. Like they want to charge you for all your dips and your cheese and all that stuff.
They're really good.
I'm convinced though that if you get the bowl, they give you like four times as much every item versus getting the burrito.
Probably so.
Every time I've seen somebody get a bowl up there, they get double everything I get. They get twice as much rice, twice as much meat.
So what you do is you ask for a bowl and then some flour tortillas.
and then had tortilla on the side.
And I'd make your own burritos.
Build two burritos out of the bowl.
There you go.
They do charge for the tortilla off to the side, but I bet you it would be cheaper to get one bowl and two tortillas and make and sit there in front of them and make, get, you know, scoop it up with your bare hands or put some gloves on.
Well, they give you a spoon or a fork.
Okay, you could do that too.
Come on.
The way I'm describing it is funnier.
No, it's not.
Now, I would like to kind of introduce a new sort of segment here, and it is news. And we don't have any kind of sound effect to play for this that I know of at the moment, but I've saved some news stories, and I kind of just want my mom's take on that, if that makes sense to you guys. Do you think you're ready for that, Mom?
Sure.
Okay, so here's the story. It says, Patriots to welcome back Tom Brady during 2023 season. What do you think that means?
I think it's not real. They might welcome him back to be in the audience as a fan.
It says he's to be welcomed back, so I guess he'll be out on the field, wave at everybody. Or is he the starting quarterback?
Wave out on the field, waving at everybody.
There's a lot of talk right now. He's not done. I got another season in me. I can take it up to 50. You think he could?
I think he probably could. But you think he played for the Patriots?
Nah, they're kind of a dumpster fire. Not a total dumpster fire, but there are better teams. Look, if he joined the 49ers, 49ers are 17-0 with Tom Brady at starting quarterback. That's the only real issue they had was any kind of quarterback consistency. They almost won a playoff game without a quarterback.
Where's the 49ers? Is that
San Francisco.
Oh,
where'd you think they were from?
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't know if I was right.
Well, guess what?
What?
I guess you weren't right because you had to ask about it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so we got another thing here on TV. It says here, we got some sad news for you. CBS cancels True Lies.
It's about time.
But they also were going to cancel SWAT, and they reversed course and gave SWAT another season.
Well, because there's a hot guy on that show.
They have some measurement. I think they call it the Q rating.
He's got it, huh?
And he's like near the top of the
100%.
Chart of the Q rating.
Yeah.
His name's... I'm going to have to look it up.
He's cute.
Hold on. What do you think? What do you think the SWAT cast? Let me type that in. Even though there's been two versions of the show and a movie. I'm going to have to look this up. What do you think this guy's name is? I mean, it's weird how these people test really high, but I can't call it. Shamar Moore. All right, so you like him, right?
Yeah. I think every female in the world likes him. I can't imagine not.
What did you think about the True Lies show on CBS?
It was a joke.
Well, it is supposed to be kind of a comedy, right?
Well, it was really bad. I mean, like they were jumping in between cars and the cars. There's no other cars on the road, and their cars have to be going like stopped practically, crawling along. It was just
How many
a
episodes
joke.
Did you watch? Because I only watched one. Did you see the one with Tom Arnold yet? Because they were teasing Tom Arnold returning.
I think we might have watched maybe one and a half or maybe two. Then we just said, okay, no more. This is crazy. Waste of time.
My issue was that they presented that Helen Tasker knew her husband was an agent immediately in the first episode. They couldn't. It seemed like you need to slowly reveal that over the course of a season, then bring her in for season two. She gets to be a spy,
and she just happens to know all these languages.
She knows a lot of languages. She does yoga, and that means she can beat up anybody. I picked that up pretty quick. He was pretty much useless because they also expanded in the film. Arnold Schwarzenegger goes out and does everything. You got two guys in a van telling him, you know, information, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the show, it's like, okay, he goes in, but there's other people with him and they're bickering. And then he also brings his wife. Now she has to go in and do stuff with him. So he kind of just supervises almost. Like he's a glorified spectator, even though he should be doing the action, I guess.
I think it's really hard to make a TV series based on a movie because we all kind of have, you know, feelings about the movie, True
Lies.
But
they're going to keep doing that because MASH was a huge success.
That's true.
So they're, every once in a while, they're going to be, hey, maybe we can turn that into a show. Don't you think?
Yep, maybe.
So that's not coming back for a season two.
And dun, dun, dun.
It doesn't sound like you miss it at all.
Nope, not me.
What do you think of this news here? Nashville hotel manager charged after allegedly sucking on sleeping guests' toes. Quote, a sort of nightmare.
Yeah, big nightmare.
Okay, let's read this.
Andy has a broken nose now because somebody kicked him.
This is from Fox News. It says the manager of a downtown Nashville, Tennessee Hilton Hotel.
Oh my gosh.
Has been charged with aggravated burglary, assault, allegedly sucking on a male guest's toes while he was sleeping.
I can't imagine somebody not kicking somebody for doing that.
Suppose someone is sleeping and they're getting their toe sucked on and they don't know this is happening. And is there a high likelihood you'll get kicked in the face?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A broken nose.
Inadvertently, yes. Even? I would assume roughed up pretty good at the very least, right?
I guess. That just creeps me out.
Okay, you got to look at it on a positive note here, okay? The guy got a free toe sucking. I mean, as best I can tell, he was not charged extra for this service, right? Get closer to the microphone.
That's just sick.
All right, so not your favorite news story of the week?
No, you know when you stay in hotels and they slide the little paper underneath the door, that freaks me out too.
The paper under the door freaks you out?
Yeah, like your bill. They slide it underneath. They go down the halls and they slide these bills underneath. And the bill. Obviously, I'm not sleeping very well in the hotel because I always hear that it comes through the door, underneath the door.
Look, I'm never going to do the Airbnb thing where you go to people's houses and sleep in their bed, like
Why?
Goldilocks. It's gross. That is for people with a gross fantasy, is what that's about.
Well, we've stayed in bed and breakfast before. They're nice.
No, well, okay. That's a little more set up for rent versus, hey, I have an extra room in my house. I may as well go out for the weekend. Somebody can stay in my bed. It's scary. You don't know what kind of trap lies in there. It's a terrible scenario. However, what's with the room service people knocking and opening the door, housekeeping, and then they come in as they're knocking? So it's like, what's the point of knocking?
That's why you have the lock on your door, the latch,
but they,
and you say,
you put
do not
that
disturb.
Little plastic paper card
but
out there,
if you
and
put
it
the
falls
latch
off.
On, they can't open the door. You put the little security latch.
But maybe
thing
you
down.
Maybe you left the room and you don't want the housekeeping, but then you have this, you know, easy to manipulate paper, when they could build something into the door, have a latch on the inside that you turn, you know, like occupied, not occupied, and the bathroom on an airplane.
But you know, when I stay in a hotel, I assume somebody's going to come in there and clean up and stuff, so I put my things up. I don't just leave them all laying out.
Well, now you can assume someone's going to suck on your toes.
Says the person that lost her nightgown on the cruise.
Oh, well, you guys lost all of your clothes before you even started a cruise.
We lost our luggage, but I
and
lost...
And your luggage came back, like,
from
days later
France,
after your two-week
Bordeaux,
vacation.
France, and we went to Iceland, and
you went to Iceland
Scotland.
On a recommended vacation from, I don't... He's probably not listening.
Strahan?
No, not Strahan. Uncle Christopher wanted to go to Iceland and then dipped out on your family, you know, all the relative... Vacation. All the sons on that side of the family go except him.
Well, he had a
and
lot of
guys,
stuff going on.
You
in his
had a kind
family.
Of miserable, weird time in a place with no trees.
We had a good time.
No trees and no wildlife.
It's still fun.
You probably didn't even hear any Bjork.
No, but we had a good time.
Did you see any gnomes?
I don't think so.
Where is the good time? Where is it? That's what I'm saying. Okay, other television news. This is pretty cool. Think you're going to like this. This is some wholesome news for you. Wheel of Fortune co-host Vanna White's son kisses Maggie Sajak in full circle moment. So they have a like behind the scenes Wheel of Fortune little show they're doing. Okay, just to show you a little stuff. And I guess it's hosted by Maggie Sajak. That'd be Pat Sajak's daughter. Oh. He's the host of Wheel of Fortune. I said quit playing with that cable. And she was talking to Vanna White's son, Nico, and how they'd hung out and stuff. And he was asked to kiss her on the cheek at some point, but he was scared to or something like that. But then they did that. And then Vanna's like, oh, hey, it's come full circle. What do you think if they kind of flip things around here? You had Vanna White's son host, Pat Sajak's daughter pushes the tiles.
What does this mean, comes full circle? Did they have an affair or something?
No, it's just, look, if you have a TV show, you want it to last a really long time. Maybe it's best to pawn those roles off on your kids than give some stranger an opportunity, right? We got to have the nepotism in full force. Do you think that Vanna White, Pat Sajak would be more inclined to step down if their offspring were taking over their positions.
Keep the money in the family, hon.
That's the plan, right?
Yep.
So I don't know how good he is on... There's a picture of Nico.
Let me see. I saw the girl. I saw just a little bit of that.
Yeah, she's... I think they're doing... She got to play Vanna White's role once because Vanna White was a contestant on a special episode. So she filled in for Vanna. And also they let Vanna White host the show, a couple of years ago or something, right?
Yeah, she did host it.
So that's something that could happen there. And we have some basketball news. You're really a big fan of NBA basketball?
A little bit.
No, she's not.
I think Steph Curry's doing really good.
Oh, you got his name right.
I did.
That's nice.
I think he's a really... very good basketball player.
What does Steph Curry do that's so special?
Makes three-pointers.
Okay, well, you got that. All right. So LeBron James got called for breaking such an obscure rule, and NBA fans had conspiracy theories. So he had his back to the basket dribbling for 5 seconds, which I find astonishing because his game is so ugly. He just barrels through people who weigh less than him and tries to injure them and then claims he's never committed a foul in his life. I find it really odd that he would dribble with his back to the basket for 5 seconds for five consecutive seconds, frankly. That's not LeBron's style.
Well, maybe he's trying to switch things up a little bit.
It appears as though, despite the Warriors winning, they're trailing 3-2. So they have to win two more games to finish the series, okay? If the Warriors are to advance. Warriors coach is upset, saying that they need to do something about all the flopping in the NBA, that LeBron James likes to, the guys weigh, 100 pounds less than him, but somehow look like, he acts like he got tackled by them. Like if you brush up against his jersey, he throws himself into the stands, things like that. Surely this is the way Jack Nicholson will someday die, right? Like he's got a death wish. He just needs like a giant guy to fall into him and kill him. And that's going to be the way we lose Jack Nicholson. I'm saying it right here, folks. That's the way it's going
down.
Maybe
Shaquille O'Neal will follow.
There's actually a betting site. And I forgot the name of them, but I saw this today. They'll pay you for every time Joel Embiid falls down in tonight's game.
Maybe they're not very graceful.
Well, the guy's like 7 feet tall. I mean, maybe he's not that graceful. But I think that a lot of these people control their fall and they put a lot of acting into it. It's very much emblematic of soccer. That European style of, hey, we can get something out of falling down here, so that's what we're going
to
do.
I think it's kind of fishy that everybody that gets to shoot free throws, are they called free throws?
Free throws, yeah.
Are the ones that aren't very good at it. They always foul the people that aren't very good
that
free
strategy
throw shooters.
Was started in, I think it might have been started by Greg Popovich of the Spurs. They call it Hack-a-Shack.
Hack-a-Shack, huh?
And how do you think that worked?
They hacked a Shack. I don't know. Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, Shaquille O'Neal playing for the Lakers at the time. You want to shut down the Lakers in the game? Start fouling Shaq. Because?
He's not very good at shooting.
At the free throws, yeah. I believe Shaq has made one three-pointer in his entire NBA career.
He didn't have to be good at it, though, because he's good at other things, being big.
I think also Shaq may have the record for field goal percentage because most of his baskets are within a foot of the basket.
Like layups and stuff.
Like layups and dunks, yeah. So he may have a record there.
Okay.
Here's some interesting news. Connie Chung learns of Generation Connie. Had you heard about this?
No.
So this writer... This Asian-American writer thought it was really cool and unique that she was named after Connie Chung, only to then learn that a ton of other girls, young Asian-American girls, are also named Connie Chung.
Oh, brother.
So they got together and took a picture, all the Connies, and the photographer is also a Connie. So
I think you could come up with better names than Connie for a girl.
You know what? I wonder if is it Constance Wu? Is that her name?
She might be a Connie.
She might have been named after Connie Chung, but I don't think she was in the picture.
Yeah, that's possible.
I would say it's highly likely. There are worse people to be named after.
Well, I like Connie Chung, and I think that's Connie Chung's a fine name, but I mean...
Well, you know who her husband is, right?
I forgot.
Mari Povich?
Yeah.
You are not the father. And then everybody celebrates.
Is that what it is?
That's what his show is all about. I'm not sure if it's still on or not, but that's how he gets down. She's respected journalist. He is offshoot Jerry Springer show style type daytime talk show. But what if the person you're named after then goes on to be horrible? You know, so I think you do pretty good with Connie Chung, unless we find out she has bodies in her walls, right?
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna. That's going to happen.
Okay, quit playing with the equipment. You're getting a fidget spinner. Okay, we got two more news stories for you, okay? Settle down. She's fidgeting out of the chair. It's like we're having an earthquake.
Still.
Okay, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman to appear before Congress. There are concerns that things such as ChatGPT, you know what that is?
No.
It's a program. You ask it questions and it gives you answers as though a real person did it. You can say things like, hey, give me a recipe for tonight's guest. One of them is a vegan. Oh, hey, I got a great recipe for you. Something like this. And it's basically information they found online presented to you.
Oh, that's neat.
And you can do things with it. And I've tried to do things like, hey, write me a mystery novel about this. And it's like, okay, here we go. So the first chapter is like this, whatever. And then it got uncomfortable because like nine chapters in, it was like, it brought in shotguns and zombies. And then it was like, I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore. I'm still kind of new. Can we change the subject, talk about something else? It was doing that to me.
Really?
I'm like, you started this novel and I want you to finish it.
It grew a conscience.
So there's a lot of concern that the AI is going to take everybody's job. See, I think everybody thinks that the Skynet came online, came self-aware, it launched nukes at the Russians who counterattack, wipe out the Americans. And then you have the endoskeletons crushing skulls in Los Angeles, right? By 2029, we're getting there really quick.
2029 is almost
Look,
here.
We have failed to make the vision of 2015 Back to the Future Part 2 a reality. If we put our hearts and minds together as a people, I think we can make 2029 of the Terminator a reality. Let's do it. Right?
Okay, whatever.
But the AI isn't going to be launching nukes at opposition and counterattack and none of that. Instead, the AI will simply take your job. That's what they're doing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tyler, that would be your son. We were having
your
a brainstorm.
Brother.
What white-collar jobs are safe from AI? And there's not many that we can think of. We're told, hey, go to college, use your brain. It's your greatest weapon or whatever.
Asset.
Something, asset. I like to think in terms of military, so it's weapon, but until self-defense. But it turns out your brain is the most replaceable thing because the computer is by default already smarter than the smartest person.
So you have to use your imagination. They don't have an imagination.
So far, no. Now, I tried to get the AI to write me a good novel, and it couldn't come up with any witty banter. There was no clever dialogue. It gave you the most basic, the guy goes to the island, someone is interfering with the game, and they're knocking off contestants, but the billionaire who controls the island is behind it. It's like, okay, no, it doesn't seem to understand the point of plot twists.
Okay.
And then I'm like, hell, hold on. Last time you're telling me the story, you said the guy's name was Mr. X. Now you're saying he's Max, and it's like, oh, I was going to save that reveal for you. Are you okay with that? And I'm like, you got lost, didn't you? And it's like, you got me.
They know how to bullshit.
Oh, well, do you have to be censored at 28, 27 seconds in? Are we going that route?
Yes.
Have we broken the S word threshold on this podcast?
I don't know.
I think we have.
We got to keep it clean.
One last news story for you. Robert De Niro reveals he has a seventh baby. He has a newborn son, Robert De Niro.
How old is he?
His age is probably buried somewhere in this article.
80?
I'm assuming more than that, actually.
No, he might be in his 70s.
Okay. Man, they sure didn't want his age found here, so I'm going to have to type that in. And I don't use Google. I use Bing, because Bing gives me Microsoft reward points. And, I mean, it's like this. Microsoft will give you a free Xbox if you use Bing. Sony does not give you a PS5 for using Google, so why use Google, right? All right, so Robert De Niro. I'm going to guess he's 83. And I think, 79. I was way off.
Oh, he's almost 80.
I think he's a fair bit younger than Al Pacino, actually. So he's 79.
And he's still
and
having babies.
And I think he had a... There's a girl he's with who's like 45. Is 45 too young? That's a weird question to ask, huh?
Nobody's too young if you're in love.
for nobody's too young for Robert De Niro. Is that what you're trying to say?
I guess not.
And now maybe you guys can help us brainstorm a little something here. Mom was thinking of a show on Netflix. She said, describe it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Do you remember? You're like, we watched that show with the blonde guy. Remember? We're talking about this.
I still can't remember. I have to ask your father.
You can't remember.
I honestly can't.
And can you tell me anything about it so I can try to figure out what it is?
I can't remember.
Was there an agent?
I don't know, but let's talk about something else.
Okay. Well, I think that's all we have for today's show.
Okay.
And with that in mind, I mean, I don't know. There really isn't anything else I wanted to
You need to say mention. Something. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Oh, is that what we're going to say?
I think so. And bye-bye now. I've never seen you dance before.
You're not supposed to talk when that music's on like that.
I think that was
and we walked
cute.
Away from it.
I think it's kind of cute.
I was thinking about cutting your mic because I thought something like that might happen.
That's cute. If anybody hears it, they'll laugh.